customer services at Pyhäjoki have now ended. If God wills, next summer the summer services will be arranged in Vaasa. I would like to thank you people in Pyhäjoki and all of you who have worked with these people of Pyhäjoki to arrange these services. You have wanted to serve the hearers of the word, which are the invited guests of these summer services. I also would like to thank you for teaching us, people in Vaasa, and others who are working with us as we arrange next summer's services. We have been able to travel alongside of you. We have been able to help you. And we have been assisted in arranging next summer's services. Now we will take this baton and use it for next summer's services and then pass it on to the Tornio people for the following year's services. The Vaasa area RY, together with 10 other RYs in this area, are responsible for arranging the services next summer. This is mutual work. It includes Seinäjoki, Alajärvi, Alavus, Vimpeli, Kauhava, Lapua, Kauhajoki, Ähtäri and surroundings, Lappajärvi, Evijärvi and Pietarsaari RYs. The total number of members is 1,500 or 1,600. It's a small group, so that this work involves almost every one of us. On the other hand, each of us feels that our own effort is important, and this also means that we have asked the people in Kokkola to help us a little bit. For example, the Kokkola people will take down this tent. Thank you to you. The previous services in our area were in 96 in Alajärvi. Many of us were also participating in arranging the Perho services. But the previous, none of us is alive anymore who arranged the previous services in Vaasa, which were in 1920. They were right near the center of Vaasa at that time. There were about 6,000 people present at the services. Now the scale of these services has changed, and the place where they are kept has also changed. The current place where the services will be kept is about 10 kilometers south of the center of Vaasa. Many of us organizers have remembered the beginning words of a writer in Finland. God is wise and knows things in the future. A giant meteorite has struck this area a long, long time ago, and it exploded, and a giant pit was formed, which was many kilometers in diameter. Then over the millions of years, this pit became filled with earth. Even 100 years ago, it had seawater in it. But then the people in this village dried this area, and today it is a circular area of fields. When you get home, look at the satellite images and of Vaasa, and look at this area south of Vaasa. There's forest around these fields, so it's easy to identify. It's over 2,000 hectares, so we have spare areas also. We have rented 185 hectares, which is fields with underground drainage. There are good roads in this area and also in the surrounding areas from the north, south and the east. To the west is the sea, and the same sea as we have here and the winds that we have here. another significant thing about this service area, in addition to the meteorite, is the birds. Tens of thousands of migratory birds rest here, both when they arrive and when they leave. When the migratory birds have left in the spring, it becomes quiet, and the birds have left, then we will begin building this city, and then this area will serve as a resting place for the hearers of the word. As arrangers, we also want to take into consideration this special characteristics of the birds who also spend the summer there. The third important matter, in addition to that meteorite and the birds, is the village of Sundum, where this area is situated. It is completely Swedish-speaking village. 15 years ago, we were in a Swedish area. In Vasa and in Sundum, the conservatism is not well known. However, we have been very satisfied with this warm welcome which we have received there, especially on the part of the landowners. Now he began speaking Swedish. The motto of the summer services in Vasa is from Psalm 27, the first verse. The Lord is my light and my help. This is a psalm of David. The Lord, David placed his trust in the Lord. When the Lord was with him, he had nothing to fear. This motto, the Lord is my light, calls the service guests to next summer's services, those who are searching for the Lord, and those in whose hearts the Lord lives. The Heavenly Father has richly blessed these summer services. We have the prayer that the Heavenly Father will also bless this dismantling of these services, and also we pray that the Lord will be our light and our assistance also in this coming year as we plan and arrange the services in Vasa. We also ask that you all would remember us arrangers and our families in your prayers. It is important. So on behalf of all these RYs arranging this and the main committee, I would warmly welcome you to Vasa next summer. Have a safe trip home and welcome. Song 207, the final song.